Blog Talk Radio.
Go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the stove from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach staying or not. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters. It's really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes. We refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin. We write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's feet that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need to. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't sent here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We know everybody's a black American story. 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 American story.
welcome y'all to Dazzle's World, the international radio show. I'm your host, the celebrity media king, Dazzle Williams. Today's show is going to be bananas like all other shows. But before we go into any of that, I definitely got to introduce my partner in crime, my sister, my publicist, the media queen of all queens, the celebrity media queen, Belinda Trotter James. Clap your hands, everyone. It's like, now, what's up, sis?
Belinda James is in the house. It's Monday. It's a Labor Day. And I am so happy to be in the house. And how are you, Jazzo?
Oh, I'm groovy. I'm groovy.
So what did you do this Labor Day?
Really just we barbecued in the yard. Did a little cleaning, help my mom and my sister out. Got ready for this miraculous show and getting ready for Thursday with the new model call
for the Philadelphia happening on Thursday.
The Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza, the model call. We're gonna do it for the whole month of September. Yeah, the whole month of September from 7 to 9 at King's Hookah Lounge, where I'm the brand ambassador. So, everything's cool.
Oh, excellent. I know that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm trying. Everything is getting bigger than I thought, you know what I mean? And we're starting early. The event ain't until September the 3rd, but I was like, no, I'm going to start now. We get all the models, give them like the whole September, just do a model call every Thursday from 7 to 9. By October, we're practicing real hard. We're practicing October, November, December. We're practicing January, just tightening up the show, and then February 3rd, the show is on. And it's a done deal, and we're going to be successful.
Well, I saw some of the girls practicing on your social media page. I saw you had them walking up and down at the lounge. So that was pretty cool to watch everybody in action and practicing.
Thanks. Yeah, we had fun. That was the first day. We had a lot of fun.
One girl, every time she came down the runway, she had to come with a partner. I'm like, go by yourself. You know, everybody's so shy, they don't want to come by down the runway by themselves. I'm like, girl, you better walk.
Yeah, that was her. She never walked before. That she just started.
Okay.
She just started.
She's doing a good job, but it looked like every time you're like, okay, come on, girls. And she's like, come on, you know, somebody got to go with her. So I thought that was pretty funny that, you know, hey, sometimes you got to walk by yourself, you know. Come on, girl.
Yeah,
she ended up having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely was nice. And then it's crazy.
Yeah. Remember last Wednesday when we had rapper Kyle Knight on the show? And he was having his premiere party on that Wednesday, the 30th of August. Well, I went to it. Angelo Ellaby made sure that I did not miss it, you know. So I was there since I'm in the city anyway. And it was the premiere of his music video, Hey Sister. And I think that's the one he kind of like, you know, did a little couple of bars for us when he was here. And it was really, really nice. It was at the Sugar Bar in New York City. And I believe that's Ashford and Simpson's bar. And I met a lot of my colleagues. You heard of it before?
It sounds mad familiar.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where was it again? Where was it again?
72nd Street in New York City.
We need to check that out and be the new and talk about solid as a rock.
Well, just see Valerie, and already went home already. I mean, Astrid already went home, so just see Valerie with us. The food was excellent. They had fried fish samplers that was just really good, and chicken, fried chicken wings, and that was excellent. Of course, they had like a vegetable platter, and drinks were on the house, so it was really nice. I met a lot of my colleagues from radio, newspaper, on TV, and my celebrity photographers were there just snapping all the moments that will just live on forever. And I snapped a couple of my own personal photos, too. And I have them up now on Facebook and Instagram. And I think I put it up on Twitter as well. So, yep. And I also met over the weekend, I had to take care of some business down in Delaware, and I met an artist and producer, Gary Parker, and he had some really creative art pieces, and I'll definitely put that up on my social media so you can see what kind of work he does. But he's an up-and-coming artist, so I just want to put his name out there so you look out for him because he's really, really creative, and he even did some artwork on his girlfriend jeans, because I don't know if you noticed, but now everybody is getting into the embroidery and appliques on their jean jackets and their pants. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, taking it back, like back in the day when they had the like rhinestones and things of that nature.
And I still have mine. I'm so happy because they were my favorite jeans. And, you know, so it's true. Styles do come around every 10 years because it's been 10 years since I bought those pants. And I just held on to them because I just like them so much. And now they're back in style again. So I'm going to make sure I get 10 pairs this time, only because they're my favorite, not because, you know, I want to have it for the next 10 years. When they come out again, I'll be ahead of the curve. No. Those, and I like bell bottoms. So I just want to make sure while they, you know, out there in the market right now, that I get my little stash, so I'll have them forever. So will we be seeing you in some bell bottom jeans?
I ain't wearing no bell bottoms. Nah. I ain't wearing no bell bottoms.
Okay. So you're not wearing the men's romper. You're not wearing the men's bell bottoms. Do you have a, what they call, a man purse? A satchel?
No.
You carry a satchel?
No. I have a book bag, a black book bag other than that.
Is it a backpack or is it a book?
It's like more like it's a backpack. I'd be looking more or less like a hip hop head.
Okay. All right, that's cool, Carrie.
Yeah.
That's cool, Carrie.
I said I'm wearing up my black anyway, so.
Okay, so it'll be a black pocketbook. I mean, men's carry-all. That's what they call it, a men's carry-all. That's the question of the day. Would you, as a man, carry a men's carry-all? But, you know, the backpacks, I think, is comparable. You know, it's something that I think most men would carry. Or a duffel bag. I think those are the men bags.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything else, I'm like,
Right. Well, I'm going to be putting up my new schedule for the month of September for everyone that would like a free consultation, a 15-minute consultation to discuss with me getting your book idea off the ground. And you know what, Jazzo, you know, we try to Even New Year's is where we have our New Year's resolutions, and we're going to do this, do that. But school is starting. The kids are getting ready to go back to school and start their year off for goals on being on honor roll and stuff. And I think maybe all of us should do that, have a work goal or something to start off in September. So that's what I'm going to start off in September for everybody, getting that book idea off the ground. And then I'm going to have maybe a tip every time we come on the air, a tip on how to get your career off the ground. So it doesn't have to be a book. It could be anything. And we're going to have that tip so we can support each other and keep each other motivated. Because I'm going to tell you, when that artist, he was selling his artwork at the event I went to, and I brought a piece, and I'm going to put it up on the website, you can tell that just supporting the person by buying their art gives them that momentum that, wow, somebody thought enough of me to actually purchase, you know, my work, you know. And, of course, we made him sign it, but, you know, we wanted to make sure we had an original. But it makes, it gives you that extra, you know, oomph, you know, to just keep going, because having a business or just living life is just, it could be frustrating and challenging, and if you don't have support behind you, you just procrastinate. Let me just put it that way. You may not give up, but you just procrastinate. So, you know, helping each other and supporting each other in little ways, even if you give them a shout out on the radio or on your social media network, it definitely goes a long, long way. So I'll be talking about some visionary stuff later on in the broadcast. But, yeah, let's start off our Mondays with just supporting each other with good tips to get us going.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. I'm going to give a shout-out to our two queens on Tuesday. I know she'll be on very soon, but we definitely got Angel Taylor and his vows. So we're going to give a shout-out to her, and she'll be here later on. That's our new promo queen that's promoting our show and also correspondent host. But I'm about to give a call to our guest that's doing big things here. And her name is Pamela Bronson, and Pam does a lot. She does a lot in the city for hair care, skin care. She also teaches. She's a philanthropist. She gives away to a lot of little organizations and things of that nature, and she mentors to a lot of young people that's trying to get into like doing hair and then just being an entrepreneur. So, you know what I mean? They got a lot going on. They also got jewelry, and her squad is called the Glam Squad. So that's kinda hot. So, I'm about to call her so we can get the show on the road, because you know, once me and you start, it's going and popping.
Yep. And before you put her on, we can say happy birthday to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce right now. Happy birthday. I mean, many years young. That's a good thing. Shout out to Matthew Knowles and Blush also that we had on the show a couple months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, we have fun with that.
Texas, so I don't know how they're doing in Texas, or if he got a chance to get out or whatever, but we still send our condolences and money to those people that still need our help in Texas.
Yeah, true indeed. Another thing is, happy Labor Day to everybody. I know some of y'all are very happy, because school already started a week ago, but in the East Coast, some schools are starting tomorrow. So I know a lot of moms and pops are like, woo-hoo!
It's like Christmas for us. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, right? Oh, man. So, the Lovely Media Queen, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Let's give her a call right now. Here, I'm calling her.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Miss Pamela Bronson, this is Jazzo of Jazzo's World National Radio Show and the celebrity media queen, Belinda James. What's up with you?
This is Glam Pam on your radio. What's going on? How's everything going this evening? Happy holidays to everyone.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, yes. You know how I do. I'm glam ready, carpet red, carpet ready, on the phone ready, behind the scene ready, on stage ready.
Oh, okay, cool. That tells me, has this always been a life purpose of you to do? How did your glam squad get started?
It started, basically, I had opened up a new business. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a hair salon. So I opened up a new business, and I wanted to wait to advertise. And I had worked in a lot of salons and in our communities and around the communities. I didn't want anyone to think I was trying to superimpose or try to be like them or even take their customers. So I had strategized. I would gather some girls in the neighborhood that were just sitting around looking beautiful, doing nothing. Well, okay, I'll make you a model. I'll get you dressed, put on a T-shirt. I'll accessorize them, put some makeup on them, and I'll get them a T-shirt with Glam Squad on it, and we will go out. So when they would ask who they were, they would say, you know, they came from my salon and everything. So it started that way. So out of my business became another business, which is the Glam Squad, yes.
Oh, great.
So it wasn't really...
What happened to those girls that you put the T-shirt on? Did they become makeup artists or hair? What happened when that happened to them?
So what happened to these girls were I didn't even know what I was getting involved. It's not like I sat down and planned it. I just wanted to advertise. So in marketing, which is so important, you never know what is the next thing or the next it. So when I did it, everyone was like, well, who are you? Who are you? So I had to start doing more and more. So the girls branched out. They are nurses. They are mothers. A couple of them married NBA players. But the tone that I set, that it was so immaculate how we were such an illusion that went on this, everywhere around, everyone was like, oh, these girls are good girls. So it was like American girl, a girl, you know, your next door neighbor, a girl that you've seen, somebody you can look up to, somebody you can be like. So that image alone helped me and helped the girls to even find themselves. So it became more of a ministry. It became more of a ministry, and the girls are doing great. Maybe I could say offhand about three that's not doing nothing. But when I say thousands of women that I have met, young girls, starting from the age of 16 to like 21 that's been in my presence or listened to me, I'm telling you they're doing excellent. And, like, they're still on the Internet. They're still on social media. So, like, you know, on Throwback Thursdays, we'll put up a little picture. We'll tag each other. And, you know, with much respect. So, I mean, you know, you have to also embrace the next generation. So I've always liked young people because they're innovative. They keep you young. You know what I mean? So for me, just loving people, everything worked out.
Right. Okay. Oh, excellent. So while I have you on the phone, look, this is the deal. I have a daughter that has this huge amount of wild, kinky, curly hair. I've tried all of the curly stuff to make the tame it so we can keep that natural curl so it won't look frizzy. Let me just put it like that.
Right. Did you try Itay? Because Itay is awesome.
Itay, E-T-A-Y?
Itay. Oh, my God. She's awesome. Her hair product is the best. So she has a nice hair, but her daughter was having problems. So I guess she didn't want to walk around looking good, and her daughter wasn't. So she was concerned. And when I tell you, she said she went in the basement and talked to God, and she came out that basement and, oh, hallelujah, oh, I mean, she came out with the best product ever. Yeah,
wait,
so she's doing well. They have it in the store. They sell it in the Chinese store. You can get it at your regular neighborhood Chinese store. It's right by the counter where the money is. They
can
sell
it
by
it,
the
please?
Counter.
Can you spell
they
it, please?
They sell it by the counter from her.
Can you spell
the Chinese
it,
Chinese man. Huh?
Sell it.
Yes, you can sell it. You can purchase from her. She has a retail store, and she has her own a salon. Yes.
No, I need to know. I'm not understanding what the name. I need you to spell it. What's the is it E A H A? Spell it for me.
Oh, E as in everything, T as in together, A as in all, and E as in Ete. E T A E. Ete.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank
so
you,
she
thank
has
you,
1-800. She has 1-800 Ete. But if you Google Ete, put an E-T-A-E in your Google board, right in the bar, it's going to come right up. She has videos. She has things where she tells you, you know. So I'm also like a resource center, too, because I have come across some great people in my life. So I'm also known for, you know, passing the word and giving the word out where to go, putting people in the right direction. So you don't have to just be into hair, or you just don't have to be into makeup, whatever you like, I like to find that out about you and direct you in that path.
Oh, okay. So I'm a book coach. So that sounds like a book, because don't you dare leave this earth without putting that information in a book, so it could be passed on like that too. Because I know you could be stretched out into a million ways. So to get a book out to reach a million people, that's what your next step is. And it's so funny that you said she went down in the basement and asked God. I was just reading a book about abundance and angels and stuff, and one of the sentences says a lot of people are stuck in, you know, financial strife or whatever, their career or whatever, because they didn't ask for help. Ask the divine, and I say, God, whoever you pray to, whatever, go with it. You didn't ask for help. And you see what she did? She went down in her basement, she asked for help, and came up with a product. Thank you for that testimony. That's why I'll be talking.
Yes. She got six UPS trucks leaving her salon daily, like on the hour.
Okay.
Yes. So back to me, Pam Glam.
Yeah, back to you. Right there. Wait, but do you come? But see, you're a hairstylist, so do you come across, you know, challenges like that with, you know, dry hair? You know, people just can't get it together. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why. That's when I found her, because we did a fashion show, and you know, they have the vendors there, so you get to meet all different types of vendors, and they were there vending, and that's how I found them. So with her product in my hands, it was just okay, this is it. Because I've used thousands of products.
See there? Yeah, so what was I just saying before we called her?
Look, we just talking about that.
What did you say?
God.
What?
This show is divinely God-guided. This show, Pamela, this show is divinely guided right now, because we were just talking about helping entrepreneurs out, and it gives them a lot of encouragement when you purchase their product. So you purchase her product, and now you're telling me about it. Oh, man.
Right.
That's confirmation, Jazza.
And that's what that's Jazza.
Yeah.
And that's and once you do that, you're actually bringing a community together. You're bringing people together, so it's making it easier. You know, you're killing that elephant in the room. You're dropping down. You know, the walls are coming down, and you know, the walls of intimidation, the walls of it's not for me, or I don't think so. And someone has to break the walls down. Someone has to be the icebreaker, and someone has to get the elephant out the room. So if you know how to do it, you know, stand up and do it. Just do it.
Yes. And it's funny because my daughter wants me, you know, to braid. I know how to braid, but it don't look like it nice when you take it, you know, to someone professional that does this for a living. And I said,
right.
God, why my braids don't come out right? I said, because you're supposed to take them to the woman down the block so you can pay her.
Exactly.
So and take care of her family. You see how we help each other out? You know?
Right.
And I tried to do my toes the other day. They look a mess. And I said, let me take my toes to a professional and let her do it right so she can feed her family. So that's what it's
and
all about.
That's what it's all about. And that part of taking care of yourself, it needs to be, you know, going out and going to look, let me go see. Because what you might like, someone does something else like, oh, I didn't even know I could look like this. So it does bring another whole demographic to your life. It starts a whole new chapter. And it's, you know, your life will change instantly. And it's part of your personality. It's part of your confidence. And that's those things inside that, you know, people don't realize we have to nurture. Those things need to be nurtured.
You also help out in the community. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, you know, my neighborhood, I had a salon in Yale, so I'm always helping out with the borough. We have our own little borough, which is like our own little downtown. So it was a drill team of girls. I did their hair and made them look, I forgot the name of the drill team, though. But I did them, and they was on that show, that reality show with the drill team. But I don't remember their names or whatever. But I helped them out. I help everybody out. I'm a helper. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I'm a lover. I mean, it's just.
Oh, Jazz.
I can't sleep at night.
A giver and a lover.
I can't sleep at night without, you know.
She is a giver and a lover. That's your
excuse. and you say that and say what, sis?
So do we have any callers yet?
No, but when we come back, we do have the promo queen in the house. Right now, let's take a break. I'm going to go back to old school on them, and we got Juice Crew, All Stars, The Symphony. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Pamela from the Glam Squad, and we're going to dedicate the symphony to her right now, and we're gonna touch base on a couple other things that she does far as me and her was talking earlier, and she was telling me about the hair and the skin and how you take care of your skin and make it more clear and more healthy, because that also grows with your hair. And then also Pam, they also do jewelry. Her sister and them do jewelry and things of that nature. So they got their hands in a lot. When she said the Glam Squad, they are definitely glam-tastic. So we're going to take care of that. But right now, let's take this break, and we'll come back in a couple minutes and handle all of that. But right now, we're going to go to the symphony. Shout out to Sarah C. up in Australia. Also, Linda, once again, in China. All our friends over in Canada, Quebec, Montreal, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Queens, Manhattan,
Queens.
All of them. Jamaica, Queens, Southwest Philly, West Philly, North Philly, Mount Airy, Yaden, Chester. We also have Delaware, Wilmington. We got Newcastle, Newark, Baltimore. Shout out to Washington, D.C. Okay. And we're definitely going to give a shout out to everybody in Texas, to the whole Texas, from Houston and all around. Y'all guys, keep your head up. We're definitely praying for y'all. But we're about to go into this. If you're listening, listen to this, the symphony from the Juice Crew, and we'll be right back on Jazz's World International Radio Show.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who starts, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge and I'm the planet. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I protect my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. You should've left it alone, just on the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That first one's the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistic that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Now rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? No, Craig, I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize, oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a call, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Cool G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price. Go deep to your fell in a spell of a sleep. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. With G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the height that you like to make the people unite. I rip off the hips and zip off lips. Step on reps. You flip, I want to sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm revenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more light in a fight to Con Edison. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suck up the pace, the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill them solo, cause you're still on. Soft like a pillow, my rap's rougher than Brillo. So dare me, don't dare dare me, and don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or race me. Bite me or taste me, I see you that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your tape for quarter. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. To mean to blow your sex next. The amplifier gets used and abused. Pump so loud, we might blow fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Big Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Fuck till the ending, you never pinning. Smooth the groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured. Down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here with the mark left that you can all cling. In a party, yo, it's a small thing. I rip many places on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces that I've been there and there at the party. The mic had my friends, and on it was a body. So take caution, I'm not horsing around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted. And dismissed from the microphone, choking on a poem, cause daddy's home. And battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. Like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach and teach
pen so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is a gun, on suckers I pull it. The trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger. And when it comes to money, yo, Grant's my nigga. You got the groove, MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move, it's a sabotage. As I take charge, go large. Cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, a small digit. You ain't with it, forget it, quit it. I face superior, always take care of ya. No real rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate, deflate to your fate. As the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning.
There you have it. The Juice Crew All Stars, the symphony. Yo, we took it back. I love hip hop. I really do. I really
yes,
do.
I love hip hop.
Oh, for everybody tuning in, we're back on Jazz's World, the international radio show with Pamela Brunson, the Glam Squad Guru,
yes,
and
sir.
Also the celebrity media queen, my partner, my sis. My public, the amazing, outstanding Linda Charter James, and we have the promo queen in the house, Miss Angel Teller. What's up, Angel? What's good with you?
Hey, what's going on? Hi, everybody.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel. Hello.
Oh, man. Ooh, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I'm on here with a bunch of queens. This is a beautiful thing. This is definitely a beautiful thing. I'm loving it. But Pamela, back to you. With you, we just talking about. I'm a dude, and yeah, I don't know nothing about the makeup and hair and all that kind of stuff. But you were talking about skin, the skin, and how you take care of the skin as well as the hair, and
right.
Keeping everything tight.
I was just saying how, yeah. I was just saying how sometimes we forget that our scalp is separate from the hair. The hair is going to get cleaned by your product, but if you have like a dry, itchy scalp, it's because of you need more water. If you see a buildup on your scalp, there's a lot of product still sitting on there. So if you're cleaning your face properly and even sometimes taking a cotton ball with some astringent, and just take it and rub it through your scalp. You can even take some Listerine or some apple cider vinegar, things you have already in your home, and you could just rub your scalp before you even pre-wash it and just rub your scalp down with some cotton balls. That's going to help your hair get clean. You're going to see a better difference in your hair, and you're going to see your face even look better. And just do that as a regimen. That's taking care of your face internally. That's getting all the residue off. You know, as we can tell how the weather is changing, we can tell by the hurricane that we have the residue of the hurricane up here. You can feel it in the air. So all of that is going on your skin. So if you cleanse properly, you can see a difference in that, and that will make you feel better as well. Like, oh, wow, my complexion is brighter.
So if you have a flaky scalp, you know, you probably washed your hair, but now you still see the flakes in it. Is that because you didn't cleanse your scalp properly, or you just have
exactly.
dry scalp?
You could possibly still have product on it. So if you know you're about to wash your hair, sit down, take out some time, part that hair off, go to your scalp with a cotton ball, put some astringent on it, like some witch hazel. Like some apple cider vinegar. You can even use Listerine. And go ahead and go through that scalp, and you can see as you rub it, you can get down to the real color of your scalp. So your scalp is also the color of your skin. So you can tell if your scalp has a buildup. If your scalp is lighter than your face, that's most likely buildup from other products that's just been sitting on here.
Wow.
So if you take
that's deep.
Yeah, I thought
dandruff, you know, at one point where you just see flakiness.
Well, of course,
that,
it could be dandruff too, but I'm just saying it's other reasons too of it. It could be just buildup. So, of course,
right,
it could be
right.
dandruff, but it could be other things, as you know, as well.
That's very informative.
You can clear it up. Yes, you can heal yourself. You can do it.
And that's crazy because I use apple cider vinegar like every day almost. Like I take a spoonful of it, like two of them, and then I drink like 16 ounces of water. I got water next to me now. Now I'm gonna put apple cider vinegar in my hair because it's like it's almost like 50 different ways to use apple cider vinegar. And that's crazy because
right.
I use
it
also when I'm drinking.
And you can put it on your cotton ball and rub it across your face, and you'll be like, OMG. You'll see your skin brighter instantly and with a nice gloss. You have to realize that we are divinely from trees. We are from a tree. We're from the ground. So you have to put back in. We have to replenish. So all of these elements that we have that's right in our kitchen, like it's like everyone knows, it's everything you can use to clean your face, clean your body, clean. You can eat it, and also you can use it to clean with. So that's what everyone is really going back to. That's what they're meaning by natural. That's what that word is so large right now with going back. Natural meaning. Let me go back to the natural way of the way God intended. He intended for us to heal ourselves. Stop looking for someone else to heal us or going out in the world. Look, it's in your home. It's right in your home. Something is in there that you can accomplish, that you can even turn to another dollar, that you can use to save your life.
Preach, girl. We have it's like we having church on a Monday. Go ahead. No, because I'm looking at it and look, I'm on the phone with three queens. So for all y'all guys listening out there, this is another way to connect with your woman also. You know what I'm saying? Your woman can teach you how to part the hair and you can do the little cotton ball. Y'all can have a little us palm. And you could be helping your woman, and then also she could be helping you because it also works for men also. You know what I mean? Apple cider vinegar, I also use that as a personal trainer to tell women that's another way of when taking it of losing weight and tightening up your stomach.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a lot of different. Now I just learned another one for us with the hair. I don't have no hair,
yeah.
But I do shave the little hair when it comes back on top of my head, so I'm going to put some little apple vinegar up on the head, you know what I mean?
Just
chill it out.
You're going to have a nice little shine.
Oh, shoot. Well, look. We about to take another break because I'm about to go get some apple cider. No, I'm messing with y'all. Yeah, I am loving it. What do you think about that, Belinda and Angel? Y'all quiet. Help me out.
No, this is Belinda. I'm loving the apple cider vinegar. It took me a minute to get used to the taste, and when I took it straight, I got a headache. So then I realized I have to dilute it a little bit with some water. And then my sister-in-law
right.
said you got to watch that you don't take too much of it because then it, you know, disrupts other things in your body. I think she was like, it takes away some of the vitamin E. I'm not sure. I didn't remember. But, you know, it's like too much of anything isn't good for you. So, you know,
right,
you can
right.
take at least one teaspoon, you know, every day or every other day. But anything more than that, definitely consult your physician to see how much, you know, because if I say one tablespoon will get rid of this belly fat, what about the whole bottle? Maybe I should drink the whole
exactly.
bottle.
Right.
Yeah. Happen in the morning.
Right.
In the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, I love my sister and my business partner. Cause look, she will give you the bare essentials of all that. Cause now I'm thinking about like drinking the whole. Some people probably did it too. And now I'm looking at it, especially when I'm telling them. And a lot of times I'm working with women, they want to lose their abs and tighten up their glutes or tighten up their triceps or the biceps. But the abs is always so. So I wonder if I told them, like, yeah, take a teaspoon
they think the same way you just said, like, yo, well, maybe I'll drink
you know
a little bit more.
Half the bottle. Yes.
I'm like, they got like alcohol in there. I'm like, damn, you don't drink Patron no more? No, apple cider vinegar. I got a little apple cider vinegar. And that's crazy because it's so, you know, I'm laughing because it's ironic. This weekend, I go to a motorcycle. Shout out to the State Burners on 52nd and Woodland. And they have apple pie, which is apple pie corn liquor. And oh my God, I'll be like, ooh. Now I've got it tastes like apple juice, but it has a liquor kick to it, especially when you like get it really smooth. It's like really smooth with no smell. Like it don't have no smell, but when you taste it, it tastes like apple, almost like apple juice. Cause you got cinnamon in it, you got nutmeg, you got apple, and some people use real apple, but it has corn liquor, and the corn liquor was like, you could tell these are people that really made it. It was like a family recipe, cause it didn't stink or smell strong like alcohol or anything, and then it tastes very smooth. It didn't burn your throat. So I'm like, damn, this ain't nothing. And I drank like a cup of it. I'm like, this is all sweet. It tastes something like something sweet. Until I started sweating. I'm like, what the hell? One was enough. I'm like, shoot, give me a bottle of water, please. Oh, man. So apples are good for everything. Shoot, I'm going to do some more research. And shoot, we're going to find out what else. Oh man, I'm loving it. Pam, what else you have? What you have coming up soon? You were talking about a photo shoot.
Yeah, well, I got a photo shoot coming up in a couple weeks. I'm going to have the millennials, a couple of millennials. Shout out to the millennials. I just like how they keep themselves well kept every day. How they get up and push. They push the envelope every morning. So I'm like, wow, the millennials are really serious. So from there, my sister she's going to start her go on Facebook Live. She's going to start actually on Facebook Live. Shout out to Marlo the Jeweler. She's the Philadelphia celebrity stylist and jeweler in Philadelphia. So we're going to be doing a photo shoot in a couple weeks, getting started, and I'm just excited. And as I do a photo shoot, then I use the photo shoot for my flyers. That creates an marketing and advertising for me, for the business. And then it opens up other doors of networking like yourself, Jazzo. So as you do things, as you continuing on in whatever you do, it will always open up another door. So be conscious of what you're doing. So you have to keep pushing. You have to get up every morning and do something. Just get up and go. Get your day started.
Let's talk about that. Getting up in the morning. Oh,
getting
my
up
God.
In the morning.
And any kind of tips on how to get your butt, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's a little rough trying to get up because you're the boss. You know, you get up when you want to. So,
If you don't get up, nothing's going to happen. So as an entrepreneur, you have to have that little extra drive, that little extra kick. So that's what I guess is built in. So, you know, I guess purpose wakes you up in the morning. So you wake up with a purpose, and purpose will take care of the person. And I can truly say I'm a testament of that, that's what I do. I get up with a purpose, and I go out that door, and I get it started, and it works out. And, of course, I pray. So it's, you know, how you
amen, sister.
How you
amen, sister.
Yourself. Yeah,
definitely you know,
how you envision yourself.
You know, you're right. Getting up with a purpose. Let's talk about that for 1 minute. I have this book that has it's a book that it's like a to-do list book. So it has the date, you put the date in it, and you put the to-do list. And if you do a to-do list the night before, your subconscious is working on all those things you have written down. So when you wake up with that purpose, some of those things have been taken care of for you. That phone call goes through, you know, that or that person that happens to call you because you wrote everything down. So, yeah, thank you for that tip. Wake up with a purpose. There you go.
Wake up with a purpose. If you see it, you can. If you see it, because the book writer, they actually wrote it down so they seen it in their eyesight. So they took it in. That's one way they took it in. Then they went to sleep with it on their mind. That's two things. So they went down with a purpose. They went to sleep with a purpose. So therefore, purpose woke them up in the morning. Like, okay, do what you said you was going to do last night.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. So,
I know that.
You know, it's really just getting back to the simple way of thinking and the simple way of life. You know, everyone is so anxious and everyone is so uptight. If you relax and just think a little bit and calm down, you'll see that, you know, life is all right. Life is great. You're going to have those bumps and bruises, but you're doing better than someone else. And that brings in gratitude. Then when you have the gratitude, then you can, like, okay, let me go ahead and try again. So with that alone, then your life becomes a journey. And then it'll be like a puzzle, and they'll be like, okay, this is the next piece of the puzzle. Okay, I was supposed to do that. This is why it happened. So you'll be able to figure it out. So you have to really understand yourself, getting to know you. Because there's really three of us, you, yourself, and I. That's really three people. So you got to take care of you and understand you. If you know you, you're going to make it.
And it's all
preach,
funny.
Girl,
you,
preach,
know you, always, you know you always hear that saying, life is too short. Well, when I was
right.
hanging out with the comedian Tracy Morgan the other week, and he said, yeah, people say life is too short, but for some people, life is too goddamn long. It's like, good
I
God,
know right.
when is this life going to be over? Because it's so damn hard. I'm just here a little too long, you know. But when you're having fun, it's a little too short. But when you're struggling and things ain't working out, life is a little bit too damn long. So if you
I know
have
that's
a
right.
purpose, you have a purpose, it won't
yes.
seem that way.
Right. And Tracy Morgan was probably coming from, you know, an accident he had, and he probably seen his friends pass. So he probably
oh yeah,
on that
his
concept.
Friends.
Remember his friends passed,
right.
and he was still here. So you know he
right.
probably can't believe it. Like, dang, I really must do have a purpose. Any doubts he was having, he's like, wow, I'm still here, and they going.
You know, and you're absolutely
yeah.
right, because his friend said Tracy is different. He's a little bit more on purpose now. Oh,
right.
Yes.
That will definitely change you.
I've been in that situation twice where I had people die in front of me, where I saw the blood stop coming out their body, and one just like
wow.
where he just closed his eyes, like he just had this look. He was looking like hold on, and he had this look like a smirk on his face, like, dude, I'm out of here, but yo. Y'all have fun because the Almighty calling me home. And he was like,
wow.
And he just had this face like, damn. And out of there, it really do change your life. It had me on like, yo, dude, I was here. I got to build and help people and do, like, I definitely don't want. I didn't meet all these mistakes and went through certain aspects in my life that God allowed
right.
happen to me because I was a soldier. So now I got to teach people. You know what I mean? And that
exactly.
goes with the,
exactly.
Yeah, and it definitely goes with the slogan that I'll be saying every week when we get off this radio station is to educate, make results, and change lives. Because you really have to. It's like
you have to.
You got a purpose. When you have a purpose, you look at things very differently. Like, even with
right.
me and Belinda getting back together, that's my sis, and me and her hooking back up and doing our business and going hard. That's one thing I love about my sis. She be like, Jazz, promote yourself. She be like, brand your name. You start taking pictures
wow,
of yourself. I always took pictures of all these famous people, but I was never in them. He was like, get in the picture. I need to take the picture.
And after that, now we look. We've been going hard. This is our 35th show. October the 17th be a year, and we done had more people on this show and touched more lives within that little time than some people that been doing a radio show for 5 years. So I know the Almighty is definitely blessing us and brought us together.
Congratulations. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for being on this show. You know what I mean? Also, with even Angel. I'm loving it. I have a little surprise to call somebody that you know, Pamela. All right?
Shut up. All right.
No, we're about to call him right now. All right, we're gonna call him right now. This is somebody you love too.
Shut up.
You gonna see
I
if they answer.
You guys.
Hey.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. May I speak to Marlo?
Speaking.
Hey, Marlo. How you doing? This is Jazzo of Jazzo's World International Radio Show. We have your sister on the radio with us, and we want to call you and have you on the radio too, Marlo the Jeweler. Pamela is not ours.
Yeah. Hey, Grand Pam, all together, lovely. And hey, King Jazzo, what's going on?
Hey, Marlo.
What's up?
I just gave you a shout out earlier.
I just look. She didn't know I was calling. She didn't know I was calling you. I also got my partner in crime on here, Belinda James, and also Angel is in the house.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
How you doing?
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. So how you doing, Marlo? What's good with you?
I'm doing good. I have some things in the working. I'll be coming out with something tomorrow. I have a big announcement I'll be making tomorrow. So you guys have to look out and follow my page at Marlo the Jeweler. I have a big announcement, 911 coming out September 11th on Monday at noon.
Okay.
That's nice. I can't wait for the big announcement. All right.
Wait, we can't
you
get
hear
that, a sneak peek announcement, Steph, something. We got to wait till tomorrow.
You got to wait till tomorrow. Something's coming down the pipeline, and I have to make a big announcement. And it'll be
well, you can make a big
11th.
Announcement now and make one tomorrow, too. Come on, give us a little sneak of what you're doing.
I can't, guys. You all have to follow Marlo the Jeweler, MarloThaJeweler. I'm here to change lives and strengthen the human condition.
Here we go, Jazzo.
Oh, man. I know if y'all just tuning in, we got the Glam Squad. We got Marlo. We got Pam. They doing big things. I am really loving this show. Right now, Angel, do you have any questions? You kind of quiet. Me and Belinda asking all the questions. You got any questions for the sisters?
I wanted to congratulate you. I'm first. Congratulations to both of you. But I was still stuck on the whole, no problem at all. I was still stuck on the whole Etel product. I was in here screaming my head off when she was talking about it. Like, that's definitely true. That's what I learned about that at Empire Beauty School, and I've been using it myself like the last 2 months. So that's definitely a great product that I suggest everybody also use. And also everything else she was saying that she does with her shop and with the girls, there's definitely things we need in this community nowadays, especially a little going on with me. As you mentioned, Jazzy, last week, I recently had a death in my family. My cousin, she was only, 13, going on 14, and she took her own life.
No.
I just wish she had things like that to be a part of, and I wish I was more involved and things of that nature. But her funeral is tomorrow, and I'm getting through it slowly but surely. And I look forward to helping girls out in the community and things of that nature, not only because of reasons like that, but it's a lot of people that's
right.
just up here not getting that support and that love, and just something like a
yes.
simple hair do can change their world. So
they really
did. Yeah, I'm
I think that is so awesome.
Encouraged me. Thank you so much, because it encouraged me to really put my foot back up there and push forward everything I had planned to do. So thank you for
right.
that.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And we also can be here to network with one another. And, when you start your sponsorship or your type of program you're about to have with the girls, you keep me and my sister in mind, because we always want to give back. We
right.
always want to find ways where we can contribute and uplift one another. That's what we are here for. We are here because you got what I need, I got what you need. So we are here to exchange resources and build relationships. That's what life is about. So if that's what you want to do, that you want to change youth, we support you 100%. I could donate accessories. Somehow my sister could come in and donate some type of her hair services. But we are always here to change lives and strengthen the human condition.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
beautiful.
I also want to shout her out. She, rest in peace to my cousin, Kalia Waters. Birthday 11/2/03. And she took her life 8/26/17. So just rest in peace to her. I just want to make sure I say my last goodbye to tomorrow's her funeral and we get the send her home. But thank you so much. Thank you.
And I send my condolences.
Yes.
And may God keep you heart strong.
Absolutely. I've been praying on a lot of prayer. And this is also pushing me to even though I feel, a little sad that I couldn't save her, that I can't give up on, the next, I got a lot of nieces and nephews, 23 of them, and cousins
oh, wow.
and different people in the community. I volunteer at my kids' schools, and I just try to get beautiful
wow.
kids when I have that strength. But yes,
so you have to keep her legacy going on. And
she pushed, absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a big blessing out of this. God's going to bless you. You just follow your dreams and stay positive and keep God first. And he won't give you nothing you can't bear. So he's going to help you through that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
King Jazzo?
I'm over here. I'm really loving this, man. Just all the love on Jazzo World, even though I'm the only dude on here. But I'm loving that all you queens are getting together and you're talking positive and y'all building. You know what I mean? Build me to add on to a foundation. Y'all definitely doing it. I know Pam was like, who the hell is he calling? God was like, I'm going to call.
I was like, I had surprises. I was like, who is he calling? Yes.
I was like, I'm gonna call somebody you know and love. She was like, huh? I was like, oh man, I couldn't wait to do that.
That was funny.
That was cute.
Yeah. We gonna take a break.
Pamela, wait, Jazza. Last week we called somebody Pamela, and the guy was like, who? And I said, be your baby daddy.
Oh.
We were just kidding. We were just kidding. But he was
that
like,
was funny.
I don't like surprises.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Shout out to Finesse. The Finesse got his new clothing line coming out soon. He's at AGL doing big things. Yeah, you had him scared as hell. I was laughing my behind off. He was like, huh? He's like, what? I'm like, we got you, pal. Get your baby mom right here, dude. But since we're on surprises, I have another surprise, Pam.
Oh, goodness.
You ready? Are you ready?
I don't know. All right.
Huh?
All right, I'll get ready.
All right, well, this is the surprise for you, Pam. I like what you're doing, and I'm really digging it. this is the first Monday. This is the first Monday. So what I wanted to do is have you on every first Monday with your own segment.
Oh, wow.
The Glam Squad. Every
right.
first Monday.
Okay. Beautiful.
So what do you think about?
I would love it. That sounds great.
Well,
let me
I think
you,
it's
well,
excellent.
No, well, Pamela, but what you have to do is come on and give us a tip about what you do in your hair salon, you know, maybe something that happened, maybe a new hairstyle you came up with, maybe a challenge a customer had. You know, it's about you giving out information. The more information you give out, the more people want to come and check you out, you know. So,
right.
I got it. That's going to be
just
right up my alley. I love it.
Right. There you go. So y'all heard it right here on Jazzo's World. We love it. Since everybody's surprising each other, we got a new queen, the Glam Queen, Pam, is
Yay,
in the house.
Yay, Glam Pam.
Yay, Pam Glam. Yay.
I and that's
Pam
another
too,
way.
You have to keep up with all the different trends and stuff, you know, so you
exactly.
can talk about the trends that are out there and what you like and what you don't
right.
like or how you should or shouldn't wear it because you're our expert now.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
And you know,
I
yeah.
think I know everything, so you know that is right up my alley, girl.
That's how we gonna do it. Every first Monday, I'm writing it down on my calendar. Every first
I
Monday,
you.
You have your own segment.
Yeah, I just did.
And we're gonna give you like 10 to 15 minutes, and you can do what you wanted to do and talk about all y'all. You because Belinda, Angel, and also Tuesday that she's not on yet. Y'all can talk about all y'all lady stuff, and also Pam. You can bring Marlo on there with you every first Monday of the month.
Oh, right.
That's your segment. The Glam
okay.
Squad segment. With Glam Pam.
Yes.
Special guest, Marlo the Jeweler.
Yes.
All
yes.
right, gang. We need the information so we can post on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to need your pictures, too. We're going to need a photo of you guys, a headshot, whatever, because that's what we're going to be using. Because I know you
yeah,
got
Jazzo,
a headshot, right?
Yeah, Jazzo took a nice picture of me today. He did good.
Okay.
Did you show her the picture of what you did, the little advertisement you did earlier, Jazzo? Did you show her?
No, he didn't.
No. I did that, like, while I was out. Help my sister barbecue. I did that real quick.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That was like last minute. But, guys, this is what we need to do real quick. We need to take a break. But before we take a break, I want to give a shout-out to some more people that's supporting Jazzo's World. This thing is getting bigger than me and Belinda ever expected. Right now I'm on Instagram, and I have a couple people that's really supporting us that I wanted to give a shout-out to. Jason Hudson gave us a shout-out. He's a professional photographer in London and also Italy. That he's
oh, really?
He's definitely hot love. Right here we have the real Princess Jackson. She's an actress, Princess Jackson, that's doing big things. Of the creator of the Sockout property. And she has been on, the young lady has also been on the Steve Harvey, as seen on the Steve Harvey show. So she's supporting the show. Who else? We have Tamika Grady. Is supporting the show. We do have a couple other people that I definitely want to give shout outs to. Oh man, this is crazy. I'm loving this. We got a couple designers in the house. They're from Russia.
Oh, wow.
giving us some love. Cody Usack, master barber and educator. Cody got pictures on here with several different stars. I'm looking at it like, wow, this is crazy. I'm going to give out a couple more, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to the glam squad. Madison Marigold, she's 18-year-old singer from Cali, and she's giving us some love. And we also have DJ Jonez. I think he's from Europe. Yeah, he is. He's from Europe, of Amsterdam. That's giving us love. And I got one more, Mr. Brady. He does a lot of music. Oh man, this is crazy right here. And Kaya pop music. She's a pop singer. She has worked in Paris and Las Vegas and Los Angeles. She has a new single out called Touch My Body on iTunes. So shout out to you, Kai, doing big things. Hey man, shout out to everybody. I want to give a shout out to Delaware, also Chicago. We can't forget Chicago, ATL, you know what I mean? Finesse and my man EST that's down there doing big things. Detroit, Little Meech, Sharonda, big Meech's family, you know what I mean? Doing big things up in Detroit. And also, once again, as Belinda said earlier, we definitely want to give a shout out to Houston and everybody down there. We're definitely praying for you. Keep your heads up. Yes. You know what I mean? Give you nothing that you can't handle. And we are definitely here to support you guys. But since this is Beyonce's birthday, happy birthday to Beyonce. We're gonna play one of her father's new group, one of their songs, and it's called Old School Back. We had them on our show several months ago. Am I right, Belinda?
Yes, we sure did have them on the show. They were wonderful, talented young group of girls, and here we go.
All right, shout out to Matthew Knowles and his group. Right now, we're about to play that song, Old School Back, and then we'll come back and talk back to the glam squad in the house. All right? Right here on Dazzle's World, the international radio show.
Hands up, hands up, let me see those hands up. A dollar in the dreams, all you need to succeed. Please, these chicks are ruthless, keep it real without the truthless. Red dress, let's caress to see the possessed with the obsessed. But you in this club, showing back you want a front. Got down, showing you love, bet she was the one you want. Boys by the fire from a pretty little liar. Thinking you made it, waking up, hating, cause you've been betrayed by the one you like with.
Appreciate you hating. My girls in the back wrist view just finessing. No flexing. And that's
true.
That's true.
I think we're doing better than you. You might have done it best, but it's about who did it the best. I let you get a chance to up your list. You're over there thinking about a word about this. Won't live my life wasting time. You need a moment of clarity. This is reality. You feeling me? Wave your hands like you just don't care. If you weave it, that ain't your real hair. We in the drop top of the parking lot, jamming every hip hop and every don't stop.
We bringing it back,
babe.
Bring it back, yeah. Oh, from the boys.
We in the hood.
why. Don't ever question the reason for why I'm flexing. Why, yes, ma'am, cause hey, you the type used to be in less than. Well, I can teach you a lesson to lessen your load. You saying you didn't flush in them empty commodes. Make your noise, pretend to be Debbie. But your honey Cheerios, it's your sweet inhale that keeps the flow so wealthy. Flow of the pillars reflects the light above. Shining on these players at the crib of the club. But it's nothing but love with no gloves. Catch a picture. Sick rhymes on sick lines. Hitting these bars. Couldn't catch him if you can. I'm from Mars. A rhythm slow. Purple drink. Candy painted cars. Putting on a show for your boy. Time to go. Get this money. Get this dough. Swing, battle, battle. Swing, glide. Pull up. Roll up. Show up. You dope, but I'm dope up. Say why? They dope, but we dope up. We bringing it back, yeah. We bringing it old school back, 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 yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, oh. From the boys in the hood, know they looking good. Hydraulics in the Cadillac. Know we doing all good.
But we bring that real hip hop back.
We bringing it really.
The
like,
true.
No shade.
True, true essence of hip hop. Okay?
Done correctly. So, all y'all, jump on.
Okay?
Replay.
Sunny Town.
Get ready,
right?
Though.
Hey. We in that thing. Hey, bye bye. I think they did.
We're bringing that old school back. We're bringing that old school hip hop back.
That was cute.
We're bringing that old school back. We're bringing that old school hip hop back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Dazzle's Girl, the international radio show. And we got new co-hosts in the house, Pam and also Marlo the Jeweler. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the family, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, you see, look, y'all even got the dog. We're in the back. Yeah,
you
okay.
Got the dog. You got the dog. Give it a shout out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about all the new trends that are coming up and tips and everything because Pamela really gave some good tips tonight. If you're just joining us, you missed it on how to take care of your hair, a new product that's out, and it's just so much information that was in this show. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Miss a lot. When you don't tune in.
you got to tune in. I'm loving it. We're going so far, man. We have been so far. Next week be our 36th show. All you guys, y'all can't forget tomorrow, right here on Dirty Basement Radio. We got DJ Sincere from 6 to 8 every Tuesday, right here.
Oh, that's great.
Shout out to the program director, Sincere. He's doing some big things. Got another compilation album coming out soon. So, shout out to him. And Thursday, don't forget this Thursday at the King's Hookah Lounge on 49th Street up in Philadelphia. 49th Street between Greenway and Woodland from 7 to 9. I'm doing a model open call, and I'll be doing that model open call from 7 to 9 on Thursday for the whole month of September. And we're looking for models for Dazzle's Angels and also for the Philadelphia Black Diamond Fashion and Music Extravaganza. February the 3rd at the Afro-American Museum. And some of the proceeds go to diabetes. And the show is dedicated to my mother because my mother has diabetes. So any models coming out, I'm sizing 6 to 26.
and we will definitely work with you. Come out and let's have some fun, and we gonna create a movement, because then some of those models we also can use for Glam Pam and Marlo the jeweler. And we're from October and November, we're gonna do a bunch of photo shoots. So if you think you got what it takes, you need to come out from 7 to 9 at King Super Lounge this Thursday. Don't forget, bring a picture. Don't have to be professional. We got mad photographers. Don't worry about it. And you also be taught. So, yo, we doing big things is happening. Since we got Pam, how can people get in contact with you?
Yes, you have my cell phone number, 267-294-9929. So anyone can call me on that number for services. And then I'm also on the Instagram as ATL, Altogether Lovely. It's the initials ATL, ATL Lovely. And then that's my Instagram. And then on Facebook, I'm Pamela Brinson. Yes, and then I have a hair salon page, Altogether Lovely. It shows all the hairstyles and everything. But all the pages are very vivid. Everything is in color, so you see I live in color and I live true to life. I love life. I love, you know, helping others, being around people. I'm a people person, and it's just exciting to be Pam Glam. I can't believe it.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, now, Marlo, how can people get in contact with you, Marlo?
Hey, Marlo the Jeweler on Instagram, MarloThaJeweler, or Facebook, Marlo, MarloBrinson.
There you go, there you go. I want to thank you guys for being on the show and being part of the family now. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. I want to say to Marlo the Jeweler, your voice sounds very nice over the radio. Sounds good.
Yes, I love it. So royal and kingdomly.
How does mine sound? I was wondering how mine sounds.
It sounds wonderful. It sounds wonderful. That's why y'all in the his. That's why y'all in the his.
She must be
Man.
Well, I'm definitely going to tune in tomorrow because I want to know what this big announcement is a lot is going to be about. I won't be able to sleep tonight, that's for sure. I know that.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
So what time is the announcement coming on tomorrow?
Should we be on social media at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock?
Well, I'll be posting the flyer tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So look for the flyer on Marlo the Jeweler at Instagram and also Marlo the Jeweler on Facebook. I have a big announcement, 911. I'm coming on September the 11th at 12 noon.
Okay.
I love it.
Thank you for your support, guys.
No problem. All right. I'm loving this. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I know some of the listeners were looking forward to hearing our guest, Yvette. Money Kit, but she's doing big things, and she's going to be on soon, so we're going to reschedule her so she can come back on and tell us all the things that she's been doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're loving it.
And every Monday, remember, we're going to help entrepreneurs jumpstart their career, and I just want to talk about just having a vision board. You know, I had a vision board, and I had all my vision board, everything I already had. My girlfriend was like, no, you don't put stuff you already have. You put stuff on there that you want. So I had to put the whole thing over and put stuff on there that I want so you can see it, you know, manifest
manifesting itself. So everything I already had, it manifested, and it's still sitting up there. So I just want to put that out there to you. Different ways, there are different ways for you to manifest stuff in your life. And one could be a vision board just to look at it every day. So if you want money, just put a whole bunch of pictures of money up there and just believe that it's going to come to you. So vision boards are really helpful.
They really are.
Yeah.
Yes, I love them. They keep you focused and they put structure in your life. I love it.
Oh, yes. So you have one too.
Of course, we all have to have one. Yes.
So I was right.
And one of those visions, and one of those visions will be coming to light tomorrow morning when I be making my announcement.
Oh, great.
See, that's what I was doing. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to drop some jewels tomorrow.
Okay. We wait for those jewels. All right, well, you can catch up with me on my all my social media accounts, Belinda James, or those that know me from 20 years ago, Belinda Trotter James, the same person. And I'm on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And I have a website for those that are interested in getting that book up on Amazon or getting that book that side of them out, you know. So I'll be putting up my schedule so you guys can see my schedule and have a free consultation with me. So
excellent. I can't wait to sit down with you because I'm going to do my book. I'm ready.
Okay. So
you all have to follow each other.
So I'm putting my schedule together, and I'll make sure to get in touch with you through Facebook or one of the social media so we can chat, okay?
Okay, I love it.
All right, thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to Monday, and I'm so excited about our future. I'm excited about your future, Belinda. I'm so excited about your future, Jazzo, and I'm so excited about your future, Angel.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Angel.
I'm sorry.
How can we get in contact with you?
My phone keeps breaking up. Excuse me. I can be reached on Instagram at angels_ambitions420.
Okay. Do you have anything coming up that you wanted to say before we go up there?
No, not right now. I don't have too much coming up. Like, I've been going through a little phase, but I'm trying to push through it, should I say. And I'll have some stuff coming up in the future, but right now, sorry to say I don't.
Well, you know what? It takes a lot of courage for you to even be on air right now, considering what you're going through. And I think, and I was getting ready to say, you know, maybe you shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did, because whether you know it or not, all of us are feeding energy into you. You know, you may not feel it right now, but we're putting energy into you by our voice, by what we were saying, and by you being quiet and just listening. You were fed tonight. So
absolutely. I was taking it in.
Angel, what was your, for your Instagram, angel_what?
Angels with an S_ambitions.
Okay.
Also with the S. And 420. I'm thinking about changing it, maybe shorten it a little bit, but as of right now.
No. You good. Just keep it
weird.
And it's like the third page I made, so I've been struggling with my Instagram account, but it's the third page. I don't know why I keep getting deleted. That's why I had to change
the one that says 420?
Yeah.
The one that has 420 behind it. I follow that one. I follow Angels underscore ambitions with the 420. I follow that one.
Okay, yes, that's me.
Okay.
Thank you, and I will follow back soon as we finish with the call.
There you go. Big things happening, networking right here on Dazzle International Radio Show. Not in the city, not in the state. not in the country, but in a national. You hear that? That's what we doing right here.
I love it.
We're international. We're kind of bougie. I ain't even gonna lie. We're kind of bougie right now.
Right.
We'll be here. We're about to be October 17th. We'll be here a whole year. 1 year, and we didn't accomplish so many things. Big shout out to the man upstairs, the architect, the almighty, that's doing big things for us with all the blessings. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And as I say every week, Google me, man. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm on every social media there is. So Jazzo, J-A-Z-Z-O, Williams, or Celebrity Media King. And most of everything will come up from Instagram, I have 4 Facebooks, Twitter, Google Plus, YouTube, MySpace, LinkedIn, like a bunch of other ones. So everything should come up, and we're gonna do it big. And as I say every week, remember to educate, make results, and change lives. Because when you educate somebody, they'll make better results. And when they make better results, they change their life and their lives around them. I want to thank everybody for showing us so much love. Also, for the 2 new queens that just joined our family, Glam Pam and Marlo the Jeweler, thank you guys for being a part of our new family. But before we about to get out of here, I'm give a shout out to my family in Queens, New York. My cousin Don O'Brien, even I can't forget DJ Sincere, Tanya Don Du, Mr. LL Nas, not me. But I got one of the groups from right around the corner, Tribe Called Quest, and that's how we're gonna take the show off with Check the Rhyme. Oh, I can't forget a shout out to the former president of Murder, Inc., Mr. Kyle Dawson, doing big things also. But we about to listen to a little Check the Rhymes, and we're going to be out. Yo, y'all have a blessed week. Keep y'all head up, and I'll be hearing from y'all next Monday, man. That's how we doing
all
it.
Right.
Dazzle's Breath International Radio Show. Right now, the Tribe Called Quest, Check the Rhymes. Y'all better check it. Y'all better check it.
Check the box. And it was I, the abstract.
And me, the 5-footer. I kicks the math style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a rotten see who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe. Rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember.
I'll receive the message and you will play the same.
You're on point tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optic presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. Talking better things like a hip hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.